Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Steven Dutzman. I am your host. I'm also the founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com. That's a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-host come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. It also happens to be my ride to work. Today, I'm actually on the way to Massachusetts, so I have a little bit more time, but I'm not going to record too much longer than normal because I have other things to do. But the topic of the day is Fortnite, because, man, so I was away over the weekend at Alliance LARP, and I came home to news that Fortnite was gone, that it died on Sunday with this event called The End, and that if you tried to log into Fortnite, all it was like this weird image of a black hole and like some weird numbers. And that streamers all over the place were getting huge view numbers just watching, just to see what would happen next, which is insane. And it was gone Sunday afternoon and Monday, and now here we are, Tuesday morning, and Fortnite Chapter 2 Season 1 has come out. Most notably, there's a new map. And I think that's, if this is any indication of how Fortnite is going to kind of keep things fresh and keep things interesting, I think this is a great way to do it. You make a map, you go through 10 seasons, which is, you know, just about 2 years, and then you make another map. And then you go through more seasons, and they keep calling them chapters, adding new game mechanics, but adding significant game mechanics. I think that is, you know, I had wondered how they were going to kind of keep reinventing themselves and, you know, to keep people interested for the long haul. And you know what? They figured it out. So here's the big announcement as part of it was a new map. And if all you heard was a new map and a new battle pass, then, you know, that's probably enough to get a lot of folks excited. But if you look under the hood, there actually are a lot of other kind of interesting changes that have a impact on the rest of the game. And you know, so the first one is they added boats. Now, it's not new that they've added other vehicles. I mean, that's, you know, they add new vehicles all the time. Boats come along with like a new focus on combat in or around water. Most notably, you can drive on boats, you can swim, and you can go fishing, which is its own unique collecting tool. You can go and fish up guns and other treasure, etc. I think that's a pretty cool idea. I'm sure there will be some very interesting challenges based on that in the new battle pass. Interesting events, especially as we get into the summer for the North America. But this is a, man, is it a wild, just watching the trailer, which you can check out just about anywhere now. We actually shared it to our Facebook page. The new map looks pretty cool. Some of the new skins look pretty awesome. You know, there's a dam. There is a, there's a nuclear power plant. There are gas stations that you can blow up. I'm not sure if you can do that now, but you can definitely blow up the gas stations. And they just completely changed the whole map. So I think that's awesome. You know, people really enjoyed the previous map and got really attached to some of the locations. And this is going to be just one of those things where I suspect we will see more, you know, more of the same. Another really interesting mechanic, they added some new different kinds of guns, one of which is a healing gun, which I'm guessing is only available in squads and duos. I would hope that they would take that out of the loot table for the solo game. And it's basically like a grenade launcher that launches healing grenades at your friends. But another really interesting mechanic that I'm really glad to see is the ability to pick up your prone friends and run with them. So maybe you're in a firefight, or maybe you are, you know, out in the storm and your friend gets knocked. being able to, which, by the way, I learned is the terminology for when you are taken down but not eliminated. Being able to pick your friend up and run out of the storm, that's a pretty neat mechanic. Something that I didn't see happening, and I wasn't even asked, not that I play the game enough to ask for anything, but I certainly didn't expect that to ever happen. And that's what's really interesting about this. They're really kind of subverting some of the expectations and giving us more room. A lot of folks never assumed that there would be things like swimming in boats because water was not very, you know, there was the lake, but water was not a consistent thing. And now here we are. The entire map has been designed to kind of give people access to these things. So I can't really wait to see what's happening with that. Another big change, and this is along with the battle pass, is you're going to have what's basically called a punch card. And there are going to be achievements that you will get by completing challenges like surviving a certain amount of time, fishing, etc., that will earn you additional that as you complete the punch cards will help you earn your battle pass levels. I think that's neat. Realistically, anytime you give players more ways to earn battle pass tiers, is a win-win for players. They get more interesting gameplay and you get more engagement and they get more out of their battle pass, which makes them more likely to buy another one. So, big fan of that. So yeah, I mean, this was a big surprise. Taking it down for 2 days, I can't imagine another game that could get away with that and have it be cool. I mean, I know there were some complaints from parents about their kids who wanted to play Fortnite and they couldn't and they were getting really upset. Man, I don't really have anything to say to that. Hopefully they have other games, and if they don't, then, you know, maybe they should do something else. It's not like Fortnite was actually going to go away forever. Anyone who actually thought that was just trolling themselves. This game makes gajillion dollars a day. That's not a confirmed fact, but it's what it feels like. So they really have no reason to, you know, they're not going to take this down. This game is going to be around for years. And, you know, there were a lot of folks that were letting their kids get upset about Fortnite being maybe gone forever. It's like, guys, come on. At the peak of its popularity, they're not going to get rid of that game. So I'd love to hear y'all's thoughts. You know, are you guys going to play? Are you done? Are you getting back into it because of the new map? Please, you know, let me know and share your thoughts. But if you are going to get the Battle Pass, I'd love if you could do me a favor and use the creator code EF Gaming, because every time you spend V-Bucks in the Epic Game Store, over time we get a little bit of a cut. So please go ahead and do that. Once again, the creator code is EF Gaming. It's our Twitter handle. So if you need some help, go ahead and find that. So I am going to continue my drive. I do hope you all have a wonderful day, and we will talk to you soon. But until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. Bye now.